With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 0.3% in December compared to the prior month.
Economists were expecting consumer prices to rise 2.6% in December compared with a year earlier. That figure based on estimates compiled by data provider FactSet. The yearly rate in November was 2.7%. Core prices, which exclude volatile food and energy categories, were expected to rise 0.3% in December from the previous month.
That is correspondent George Williams reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, the Pentagon is embracing Elon Musk's AI technology. More on that from correspondent Julia Walker.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing Elon Musk's artificial intelligence chatbot, Grok, will join Google's AI engine inside the Pentagon network.
Very soon, we will have the world's leading AI models on every unclassified and classified network throughout our department. Long overdue.
Hegseth making the announcement Monday at Musk's SpaceX company in Texas as part of a push to integrate as much military data as possible into the developing technology. I'm Julie Walker.
Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are both refusing to testify to Congress about Jeffrey Epstein, risking contempt of Congress charges in the process. Here's correspondent Ed Donahue with more details.
The Clintons are slamming a Republican-controlled committee's attempts for them to testify as legally invalid. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer has questions for the Clintons.
Jeffrey Epstein visited the White House 17 times while Bill Clinton was president.
Comer was asked if President Trump should testify.
He answers questions every day.
Comer says he'll begin contempt of Congress proceedings next week against Bill and Hillary Clinton. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And this is SRN News. President Trump is getting good marks from pro-life groups. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
His one-year report card from pro-life groups includes kudos for taking away Medicare funding for abortion clinics and barring the Veterans Administration from paying for abortions. The president is also being cheered for launching an investigation into the safety of abortion pills and pardoning pro-life activists convicted for protesting outside clinics. On the downside, some pro-lifers are unhappy with Mr. Trump's support for in vitro fertilization. Michael Harrington reporting.
Churches in Syria are opening their doors to refugees from fighting between the government and Kurdish forces around the city of Aleppo. St. Ephraim Syrian Orthodox Church is hosting about 100 people who had fled the conflict. Prisoners have donated mattresses, blankets, and food to the cause. The pastor there, Adey Maher, says, quote, as soon as the problem started and we heard the sounds of battle, we opened our church as a shelter. This is SRN News. No longer underpinned by taxpayer dollars, PBS News Weekend, that's a companion of the weekday news hour program, has signed off.
Fading to black for the final time following federal funding cuts to public broadcasting. The program will be replaced by two new news programs focused on science and foreign affairs beginning next weekend. PBS News Weekend had aired Saturday and Sunday since starting in New York in 2013, relocating to Washington in 2022. PBS says the changes do not indicate danger for the weekday NewsHour program. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Senator Mark Kelly is suing after being censured for appearing in a video urging troops to resist unlawful orders. The Pentagon's move could strip his retired rank and reduce pension benefits. Kelly argues his free speech rights are under attack. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.